Warning, the following episode contains content that some viewers may find insulting, offensive, or upsetting. Please note, all comments made within this podcast do not represent the opinions of our hosts at Two Thirds and should not be taken seriously. Viewer discretion is advised at all times.
Adolf! Adolf, where are you?
Wait, what?
White people won, okay?
Who is Uncle Roger?
Butthole burning spice is the only flavor you can taste twice.
I'm gonna eat a bat tomorrow.
Is it okay to laugh?
Jelly Slogo OnlyFans?
Am I hot?
Thank you, Putin. Thank you.
You're gonna get canceled in China.
For what? For what? I have seen Sunny V2's documentary about you at PepperCon.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the one and only Nigel NG with us today. Yes. Who, by the way, is a comedian, but also a social media star, and just a hilarious guy in general. He's joining us today here on Two Thirds, which, by the way, in case you haven't yet, make sure you're subscribed, follow on Spotify, listen to us there, do all the good stuff, and also check out our guest, of course. I'm super excited today, Josh.
Jenny,
I'm super excited.
You've really improved on these intros.
Thank you, Josh. What did you think, Nigel?
What do you think of that?
That was really good.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Do you feel like he accurately represented you?
Well, I pronounce my name as Nigel Ng. Is it people say NG, which is fine, but it's not an acronym.
I thought it was a last name.
Yeah, my last name is it's pronounced Ng.
Not Nigel NG. So not my mistake.
It's all right. It's not a problem.
I think you should have a problem with that.
Why?
Because it's just classic, isn't it?
It's okay. It's not exactly. It's not like my name's on Wikipedia that you can easily Google and find the pronunciation.
I don't know. I think it's disrespectful, Bajeli. And I think next time you should think a bit more about our guest welfare.
I'd love for you to pronounce my name, Josh, like my real name. Yeah.
Actually, that's a good idea.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You don't even know my real name.
I don't know his real name. Exactly.
Okay. Also, I hope you don't mind me bumping into.
No,
you sometimes.
Please.
That's why you're on the sofa with me here today.
Yeah, I like it. Like a bit of human touch.
So
YouTube is very lonely, you know?
Yeah,
I'm in my room all day bitching about people fucking up Asian food. So it's nice to be here.
Well, I'm glad we can provide a platform for that.
Yes.
So his first name is spelled J-E-L-L-E.
Yes.
Can you pronounce that?
I assume it's called Jelly.
No.
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 Oh, no.
You fucked up.
See?
Yella is the first name.
Yella.
Incorrect.
Yella.
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 It's not
Jelly, I think we're making this a bit too much about you, and we should probably focus on our guest today.
Yeah, who, by the way, all right, I'm doing a little more intro. I just want to make it sound even more crazy. This guy, all right, has a combined following of 20 million, Josh.
Did you know that?
I never really added them up, but if you add every single platform... Yeah.
20 million followers just sitting here casually with us today.
Those numbers mean nothing now, you know?
You know, I feel like that's something that you would say when you get to those numbers.
Yeah. Okay, sure. It is from a privileged position.
It was too easy, wasn't
it? But any teenage girl can just shake her tits in front of camera and get 15 million overnight. So it's like, does it really matter?
See, Jenny, if only you'd known that from the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm not a teenage girl.
Not anymore.
Yeah, too late.
Also, I'm not sure these would really, you know. Okay, anyway.
But in this day and age, Jelly, you can be whatever you want to be.
No, I agree with that, but...
It's going to be Jelly Slogo OnlyFans. People will subscribe to that. You know, you play Minecraft naked. That'd be good. GTA 5 topless.
Should I remind you that Minecraft is a game for kids?
Kids these days, they can choose to be, you know, they can do a lot of crazy things now. They can do gender reassignment surgery from a young age. If they can cut off their dicks, they can see Jelly naked if they want to. That's all I'm saying.
And that's what we like here. We like to promote choice.
Yes. I am a bleeding heart liberal. Kids can do anything they want, I think. Just do whatever, man.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I'm going to stay off the OnlyFans. I hope that's okay. Yeah. Josh, you can do whatever you want.
I'm all about what the viewers want.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah, you guys are good-looking dudes. If I did OnlyFans, I'll pay them to like not receive my pictures, you know?
Everybody
in the whole world will be subscribed to my OnlyFans.
I think they call that sexual harassment.
No. It's not sexual harassment. You just send them pictures, and then you're like, if you want to stop receiving my pictures, join my OnlyFans. You know? That's what I would do.
I think that's the backstory of a lot of restraining orders, but hey.
I need to express
Finally,
myself somehow.
I feel like I have a connection to a guest that I just feel like is just... It's taken so long, but I find finally we're there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're a comedian at heart.
I try my best, you know. To be funny. You sometimes you bomb hard. Either of you British? You're not from here, right?
I'm British.
Yeah. My worst gig was at a place called Butlins. You know, and like the producer Ben's laughing now. Is there a camera on Ben?
There's not.
You don't put a camera on him?
My voice is good enough. I can't even speak. Good enough.
Yeah. For the listeners who are not familiar with Butlins, it's a very British thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I've never been.
I've never heard of this. Can you please elaborate?
It's like a, what do you call it?
A butt?
No, it's like a holiday resort, but it's full of drunk people all the time. Mm-hmm. What did I say in that joke? If you Google Nigel Ng Butlins, I have a 6-minute routine that I did years ago that I stopped doing because nobody outside the UK gets it, and my tour is all over the UK. What did I call it? It's like a cruise ship on land. You know, imagine when you walk past a pub at 2 p.m, those drunk alcoulholics in the pub. Yeah, imagine if all those people went to a resort, just alcoholics in sandals.
So that's your
that's what I call it.
So that's your demographic.
No, that's where I bombed the hardest.
Oh.
That's where they hated me the most.
Oh, that's where they hated you.
Yeah, they were throwing cups at me and stuff. Thankfully, they were only allowed plastic cups.
Is this because...
Thank fuck for that.
Is this because you were offending them?
I don't know. I think they've never really talked to an Asian person without ordering anything. That's the type of vibe I got from them. I'm not saying they're racist. They're probably not, but they probably are a bit... not used to me, right? Yeah. And then maybe my topics are a bit too city. I lived in cities my whole life, so I talk about things like yoga and kombucha. And I just didn't care for that kind of shit, you know?
So was this early on in your comedic career?
So it's 2018.
Oh, that was pretty recent, huh?
Yeah. I started comedy in 2011.
So was it that... Was there like an actual negative reaction to the jokes? Like, were they actually mad?
At first, just nobody laughed. Ooh. But then if you want to get paid, you got to stay on stage for however long you're paid to do. So I was paid for 20 minutes. Oh. So I was like, well, I want to get paid. So I'm going to stay off here for 20 minutes. So when people don't laugh and you get on stage, they're okay with it. But if they don't laugh and you stay up there, that's when they get mad.
Right.
Like, dude, I gotta get paid. Sorry, guys. So I just
did you make that joke? You just told them, like, I'm gonna stay here.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, I did say that to them. Sorry, guys. 20 minutes before I get paid. So here's 18 more minutes of stuff you don't find funny. Just stayed on stage. And after 8 minutes, security motioned at me from behind the curtain, just like doing the cutting your neck motion. Just get on stage, get on stage. And I was like, pointing at my watch. No. I think I lasted 10 minutes and then I had to get off stage because security
was... That would
be
a record for Jelly.
Lasting 10 minutes.
Yeah. Hey! So people always want guys to last a long time in bed. It's like, why? That means your pussy sucks. You know? Why would you want that? You want a guy to come in 20 seconds. That means, like, holy shit, it feels so good. If it could last for like 45 minutes, it's like throwing a sausage down the hallway. It just feels like nothing. You know?
True. True. But I guess it depends how, you know, if you're looking at it in a sort of a selfish way, sometimes it's not all about yourself. It's about, you know, the other team members on the team.
That is true. That is true. But why is it so difficult to make them? You know, it's so... You need rose petals and a scented candle. It's very difficult.
See, the thing is, I think the thing is with
guys,
Jelly...
Guys, we can come anywhere.
Jelly performs best when he's in single player.
Ah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
It's a masturbation joke.
Yeah, but he's also trying to say that I suck at video games, I think.
Oh, really? Yeah. You guys are probably... Are you guys good at video games? Because you guys are probably good, right? Play so much of it.
It's a good question.
It's a complex topic. And every time I ever talk to anyone about what we do, they go, oh, so you're really good. And I sort of go, nah. No.
But I think that you need a basic level of goodness quality to your playing to make it entertaining. But you don't want to be too good to be like esports level, because then nobody gets what you're doing.
I mean, I think that we're probably, we're in like a minority group on YouTube where we really don't have to be good at what we do to actually succeed. You know, like, you go up on stage.
Hey!
But you go up on stage and if you're bad, then it's not a good thing. Like, you got to recover from that. Whereas for us, we can suck at video games and we still can be successful.
So I kind of want to interrupt
here. It's like easy mode.
All right. I invited you onto the show.
Thank you.
Yes. Did you know about the show? Did you know about us? As
nope. People? I have seen Sunny V2's documentary about you at Peppercorn. That's it. That's all I know, you guys.
Wait. You saw that before I sent the message?
Yeah.
Wait, so all you know...
Because I'm like, who is Sunny V2? I think you guys covered this before, right?
Yeah.
The Quibble Cop episode. And he just makes documentaries about people I don't know or care about, but then I still watch them. And I was like, shit.
So you just knew me as some dead YouTuber.
Well, the thing is, he was like, Jelly is a dead YouTuber. But then it's like still 50 million views a month. I'm like, wow, if that is dead, I'll take that. Okay, that's way more than I clear on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, so it's entertaining. And as a fellow YouTuber, of course, everybody has like the peaks and then, but then if you're plateauing at 50 million and that's called dead, I'm like, I'll take that, man.
Dude, I'll take it too. I'm not complaining.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Sunny V2, yeah, his videos are entertaining, but he doesn't really know what he's talking about. So
that's kind of the first time you heard of my name then.
Yeah.
So what about our fellow Slogo?
No, sorry, man. Never heard of you. Sunny V2 hasn't made a video about you yet.
Maybe he's not relevant enough.
Is that a good thing then?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
But Sunny hasn't made a video on you yet.
Oh, I'm not big enough. I'm very, very niche. You know, I'm like, I get recognized when I'm in Chinatown. That's it. It's Asian food lovers.
Oh.
I'm like the Brad Pitt of Chinatown.
But you know what's funny? You know? It is funny though, because I've actually mentioned you to people that I know that you're going to be a guest. And a lot of them go, oh yeah, I know that person.
Oh, really?
And yeah. I genuinely think it's because you're Asian, you just don't get recognized as much around here.
Oh, people are worried they'll accidentally be racist. If they say, Uncle Roger, I'm like, no, it's not him. Literally, they're just scared.
No, I genuinely think that's it.
Yeah, that might be
they're
the
just
case.
Scared to recognize you on the street. I think also maybe your circle of friends are more into YouTube, right?
No. That's like on TikTok.
Oh, TikTok.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I forget I was on there.
Wait,
yeah,
what? So your main thing is actually YouTube?
Yeah.
Because you have more followers on TikTok.
Yeah, but TikTok, TikTok is very low effort stuff.
But
you know?
I think you underestimate how many eyeballs go across TikTok content. Because I've actually had it recently where a couple of people I've spoken to have recognized me from the podcast. And not, because we put out much more short form content. Yeah, I had someone.
I haven't been recognized from the podcast yet.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Nobody's come up to me and said, hey, that's that great host.
But I actually had someone that recognized me on the podcast and had never seen my gaming content. And that's because we put out way more TikTok content.
Yeah, that's
true. I see.
Yeah. And also it gets recirculated. There's a lot of content that you wouldn't even know is about you on TikTok.
That's true. People can really share it and make it go viral. I think for TikTok is fun, but to me, some of the content there that I put out feels a bit lower effort. You know, sorry, TikTok fans. But for a YouTube video, I have to do research. I have to write the jokes for it. I have researchers who help me, like where a dish goes wrong. We analyze the video together. So in my head, I put so much more effort into YouTube. And sure, the views are not as great as TikTok. The followers aren't as high as TikTok. But to me, that's the majority of my time I spend thinking about videos, you know?
So going back a bit, so you came over to the UK from...
I grew up in Malaysia.
Yeah.
In
How long 2000 ago did you move here?
2015.
Okay.
So in 2010, I moved from Malaysia to America for university.
Right.
I went somewhere near Chicago, the Midwest. And then 2015, I moved here for a woman. I was married briefly to a German woman.
Oh.
Yeah, so I was like, we both couldn't get a visa to stay in the US, so we just moved to Europe.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And you've only lived in the UK and Europe?
Yes.
Okay.
So how's
the London life then, mate?
It's
okay. I like it here.
Yeah?
You know?
You're staying here.
Yeah, I think I'll have my permanent residence here and then move out to LA for work now and then. Yeah, I like it here, you know? America is too expensive. People work too hard in America and Asia, and people are too lazy for me, in my opinion, in like other parts of Europe. Have you been to Scandinavia? They work like 3.5 days a week. The alcohol store closes on Sunday. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? This is when I need my drink, bro. Have you been to Sweden? It's all government sanctioned, right?
Yeah. I just came from Sweden.
Yeah, they close your Sunday. You can't get alcohol anywhere.
Maybe I should elaborate. So Sweden actually has a monopoly on the alcohol market. Mm-hmm. So the government actually owns all the alcohol shops and they decide what goes in and what goes out.
Yeah.
And tax the heck out of it.
Yeah, none of that shit, man. So London's a happy medium.
Yeah, happy
you know?
Medium.
Yeah. And London has a good food scene.
It's true freedom.
Is there?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm asking you.
Is there, I've gotten so many parking tickets. You know, where's the freedom? And you know what? When there's money to be made, when there's a parking ticket you need to pay, you go online as a portal, you type in your car registration, they have all the details. Meanwhile, you go to the NHS. I had to bring a friend to hospital recently because we had an accident at the gym. And then I went to he got admitted into a ward. I went to the hospital. I was like, do you have a system where I can find what ward my friend is in? And no, just look at the board. They literally had a board like at a restaurant specials menu of every single ward and the name next to it, handwritten. I'm like, dude, this is crazy. But meanwhile, I get one parking ticket. I didn't pay for parking once. You get a letter in the mail. You get a little scan, a picture of your car plate, in and out, time stamps, you know? So... yeah, well, I don't know where I was going with that. I'm just saying, there's no freedom here. But it's pretty good. Who needs freedom? You don't want too much freedom.
Well, as a comedian, I guess a little bit of freedom of speech is nice.
Yeah, but then you get places like Twitter where people bitch about everything. Isn't it nice? Sometimes it's nice to live in a place like North Korea where you can't bitch about your king. You know what I mean? Let's all enjoy the coronation that happened last week.
Yeah, I mean, anyone who did anything like at the coronation, they just got arrested, you know?
That's good. Yeah. Isn't that nice?
Yeah,
so you can
sure.
have a dinner party. No, nobody talks politics. That is nice.
God
show a little
saves
bit of
the
respect.
King.
Show a little bit of respect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think when Trump was president of the US, Twitter was just full of all that Trump shit, and it's too much. It's too much. Let's show me pictures of puppies.
I think if we just put you in charge of a lot of this policy, I think we wouldn't have nearly as many problems. Huh?
I agree. I agree.
So when are you running for prime minister?
Oh, I can't. I'm not British, you know?
Oh.
So you came over, so you were doing the comedy thing, and then obviously, who is Uncle Roger?
Uncle Roger was, it's an amalgamation of all the middle-aged Asian boomers that I see growing up. Where I'm in Malaysia, you see them at the coffee shop. We call it the kopitiam, the coffee shop. They're just talking shit all day.
Yeah, yeah.
One leg on the chair, you know, smoking or drinking beers and talking shit about everybody. But deep down, they have a kind heart. But if we rewind a little bit, like how Uncle Roger came about. So I went full time. I was always like a stand up at night, but I had a day job until September 2019. That's when I went full time stand up. And then 6 months later, COVID hit. And I lost all my job, lost all my work, right? I remember I had like 10, 11 months worth of savings to go off of until I had to go back to find a day job again. So I was like, okay, I got 11 months. Let's try to make something happen in the social media world. I was already doing a little bit of clips, social media clips of my stand-up at that point. But I had 11 months to make ends meet, you know? So I had a podcast there, and then one day I was riffing on this character on this podcast. I was like, okay, this character seems pretty funny. People seem to like it. And then a fan of the podcast sent me that BBC Food egg fried rice video. I was like, okay, this video is hilarious. And at that point, I already knew how to make a reaction video. I've tried to do something like that, make a reaction video. And then when I got that BBC Food egg fried rice video, I also had this character, Uncle Roger, bubbling around in my head. I was like, okay, let's combine the two. And that's when it really took off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, it's a good character, man.
Ah, thank you.
I might prefer Uncle Roger.
Really?
No, you're kidding. So, well, what I'm wondering is, where does the food part come from? Because, like...
Actually, by the way, just before, I just remember something. So we do actually have something for you.
Oh.
Jelly has actually created a video of him making an egg fried rice dish.
That's correct.
Right?
And I want you to react to it later down the line.
Later in the video.
Okay. Actually, no, I don't want you to react
later
to
in
it.
The episode.
We'll get Uncle Roger.
Uncle Roger's going to come out and say hello.
Yeah? Okay. Cool. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's
do it.
Watch the end of the video, guys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Now make sure you don't skip.
Yeah, exactly. Don't skip forward.
No, don't do that.
Stop doing that.
That's illegal.
Rewatch the video.
Yeah.
Remember the OnlyFans part? Remember how much of a good time you had? Everybody was laughing. The entertaining parts. And then we got to this boring autobiographical biographical part.
No, yeah, Jay, what was the boring question you got?
The boring question was, how did she get from the Uncle Roger character to the cooking? I'm sorry. You're throwing me off with the boring part.
It's so boring.
But are you a chef or something, dude? Because you seem so specific about how you know how to make these dishes.
I love food. And through...
But you don't actually know what you're talking about.
I'd like to think I do now. And yes, you slowly start to get better at them.
Right.
But even before Uncle Roger, I was a decent home cook.
But you're shitting on people like Jamie Oliver.
Yeah, he's pretty bad.
Have you ever eaten at one of his restaurants?
Yes.
Two.
I've eaten at Jamie's 15 and Jamie's Italian, both of which are now defunct in the UK.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They don't operate anymore.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
They just ran out of business.
Bad food.
Yeah.
So you were right.
Jamie 15 was, I call it generic fine dining. Most fine dining food I'm just bored by, you know. So we had that conversation earlier in Monaco, right? And I'm sure because of the clientele in Monaco, they have a lot of expensive fine dining stuff. But, you know, I think...
I don't like fine dining either.
Yeah, it's for people who don't really like food. For people who want to use food as a status symbol, you know. Mm-hmm. That to me, a lot of what fine dining. It's not the chef's intention. It's just how people treat it.
Yeah, yeah.
They treat it like a salt-based picture. Restaurant. Yeah, it's like dots on the plate, right? The sauce is just dots on the plate, and it's one little thing,
a little asparagus.
Yeah,
growing out of the dot.
Yeah, and celeriac. Oh, and truffle. Oh my, truffle everywhere. When did this become a thing? Truffle and caviar everywhere?
I kind of like truffle.
I like truffle as well. You don't like truffle?
You don't like truffle fries?
Is it because it's not an Asian cuisine?
No, I like it, but it's so overused now, you know? They try to just make something shit, let's enhance it with truffle. You know, sometimes it gets kind of lazy.
Sure.
You know, and if I have a girlfriend now, but when I was dating and I bring someone to a restaurant and then the first thing they order is a truffle pasta, I'm like, oh, okay, basic bitch. Can do
what is your favorite like non-Asian food?
I love pasta.
Oh, let's go, dude.
You know? New World Italian's great, Old World Italian also great. Right?
What? Is that a restaurant chain?
No. Like, when I say Old World, like it's more traditional stuff like carbonara, amatriciana.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, what about pizza?
Pizza's great too. Yeah. But if you're choosing one favorite type of non-Asian cuisine, I'd probably go pasta.
I'd be pretty suspicious of a person that doesn't like pizza.
I'm pretty sure pasta is not a cuisine. It's called Italian.
Yes. Okay, fair. One dish. One dish of a cuisine, you know?
Well, pasta is a range of dishes.
Okay, oh all right. let's do semantics here.
Oh, you give a jelly an inch on this. And
I love some good Italian food, man. Italian food's the stuff. It's the good stuff. Where's your reaction on
Italian
food? I
love any food where the waitress just yells at you.
What?
Oh. You know, like Asian food, Chinese restaurant, they are rude to you, right? Italian places too. They don't give a shit.
I've seen this TikTok where there's apparently this restaurant chain in the UK where they scream at you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Karen's Diner.
Yeah, yeah. Karen's Diner. I think there's a few of them now, actually.
Have you been there?
No, I haven't been there.
I would like to do a video with them.
You should go to Karen's Diner.
Yeah, and just yell at them too.
Scream, say the food is shit.
Just yelling at them.
I don't know how the food is, but I think we can work on something. Karen's Diner, hit me up. I think we can really do something cool together, you know?
Karen and Uncle Roger.
Collabing.
My neighbor's name is Karen.
Really?
And she's a total Karen, you know?
So
when is Karen...
It's not even a stereotype.
That's the new C word now, isn't it? I'm not going to say the full word because it got demonetized. But Karen is now the new C word, isn't it?
No, it's a K, but yeah, I get what you mean.
Yeah, and it's like... I feel bad for the... I hope children nowadays are not born with that name.
I don't think they are, but I think there's definitely like a period of time where just before it became a bad word, there was quite a few Karens that were like between the ages of 0 to maybe like 4, and they're probably having a hard time right now.
Yeah. Like horrible names just went from like, I don't know, what's a horrible name? Like Adolf.
Yeah, that was pretty...
And then...
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty low on the popularity.
Mao.
Yeah.
And Karen. That's the three worst names. Those are the three names I'm going to name my kids. Adolf, Mao, Karen. And that's just one kid. Adolf, middle name Mao, last name Karen.
You're going to be very popular.
Thank you.
That's an interesting order as well, actually. It's funny. So, because you have a pretty normal sounding name.
Well, I don't know, man. In Malaysia, we used to be part of the like British rule, right? So a lot of Malaysians have British first names. We adopted British first names.
Is Nigel a British name?
Yeah, very, very British. Very really? British. No British. But because you guys
You're
left
welcome,
this,
by the way.
Oh, no. I'd rather be called like Lee or Chang or Kevin, you know? But because you guys left us in 1957, right? All our British names are stuck from that era, the 50s. So I know a lot of Asian Nigels, Charles, Winstons.
But does that mean
around.
That you have like a bunch of like British names and then a bunch of Malaysian names at the same time?
Yeah, it depends what race you are and what religion you are. It's all very complex there.
So, but did you just say Kevin is a Malaysian name?
No, Kevin I think is a very generic Asian name, you know, like Esther, Kevin, Grace is another very Asian
American name. To me, these are all European names, but...
Yeah, right. Something happened and white people won, okay? At some point in history, white people won. So now we do white people shit. You know, and we're trying to fix it slowly.
Well, you are by telling them they don't know how to cook.
Yeah. One step at a time.
One thing at a time, small you know. So white privilege only exists because you guys won. At some point in history, you guys beat us.
You're saying you guys. I wasn't involved, mate.
No, not you guys, personally.
Because the Dutch, they were pretty chill.
I have nothing. Well, the Indonesians would have like to have a word. But I have no resentment, you know, because if Asians won, I'll be doing the same shit. Fair. I would want if Asians at some point won the war on something, you know, I want every white person to be called like Chang and Mao and Lee. You know what I mean? I'll do the same.
What do you think Jelly's Asian name would be?
I don't know. Pick one, you know.
Yeah, you have to.
How Asian do you want to go?
I don't know. I like
Park Soo Young.
But you're in charge. Well, you're in charge. It's role play where you won.
Okay, let's see.
I'll tell you a little bit about myself.
Okay.
All right. So I'm 26 year old. All right. I was born and raised in the Netherlands, Holland.
You wouldn't have been 26 when you were born, though.
Right. No. I play video games for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty cool.
I don't know how anything would have anything to do with your name, though.
I'm trying to, you know, we're trying to create a character here, which is me. Give it a name.
Yeah.
It's like a video game.
Nephew
Kim Jong-un, you know? go with that. Strikes fear into people's hearts.
Sometimes when I go to the hairdresser, that my girlfriend makes fun of me that my hair looks like Kim Jong-un.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
No, not now, but like she tells me, don't go there and tell him you want a Kim Jong-un hairstyle. Because sometimes I come back looking like that.
Oh.
They put like a bowl on your head and...
Is that how they do it? I don't know how they do it.
I think so.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to reality, I guess. Welcome back to Two White Men in a podcast.
Yes. Well, I think the podcasting is an interesting art form, you know, because you don't really have to prepare. I say this as a podcast ex-podcast host myself. You don't really have to prepare anything and people just listen, you know, fucking idiots. They just listen to people talk.
Are you calling our viewers idiots?
No.
At least tell them to subscribe first.
Yeah, subscribe to the podcast. They did some research, you know? They did Google me a little bit.
Who? Us?
Yeah, you guys did some
research. Yeah, oh yeah, like 20 minutes ago.
They have a nice office, you know?
Yeah. Also, by the way, I just have to ask, why does Uncle Roger wear an orange t-shirt? Because I definitely didn't get that in the Googling.
When I was coming out of the character, I asked all my Asian friends to send me a picture of your dad's right now.
No way.
And a lot of them are wearing orange, like a brightly colored polo.
Maybe they're all Krupp-a-Kopp fans.
Oh, is that his color too?
Yeah.
Orange.
His color is yellow. Yeah, orange.
Nice.
So you saw a bunch of old Asian guys in orange and you were like, that's me. That's my fit.
It wasn't orange. It was a lot of like garish colors and stripy shirts, but stripes don't look good on camera.
Right.
So I just went, let's just buy a shitty bright color. Orange came up. It's £8 for a 3-pack on Amazon.
And why?
Orange polo. Seriously. I still wear the same brand to this day. They discontinued it now. My favorite brand of that orange polos, but I bought eight packs of three, so 24 polos on Amazon.
So you're telling me if someone robs your house and steals all your orange shirts, you're going to have to...
I have to rebuy them.
Because they're discontinued.
I'm sure I can find similar ones somewhere.
You got some merch for it though, don't you?
Yeah, but the merch, I tried to wear it for videos, but it looks too good. You know, and Uncle Roger, it doesn't fit his brand. He's a middle-aged uncle who's frumpy.
the merch actually fits you well, and the and the merch color of the polo is a very nice, bright, new looking orange.
So you couldn't match the oranges perfectly.
Yeah, my orange is like a very faded, shitty. Even the fabric looks shit. And I think that works with Uncle Roger's vibe.
This is like a low-key promo for the merch. He's just like, the merch is just too good.
It's too good for me to wear it, guys. Do you guys have merch? You guys have merch,
yeah,
right?
Man.
Yeah.
It sells well. It sells well. People buy physical things from YouTubers, I feel. I'm trying to sell I'm going to plug my special at the end of this, but it's basically like a recording of my show.
Yeah.
And digital things, I find they would rather buy a bobblehead, like a U2's figurine of Uncle Roger, than a digital... Yeah. thing. So yeah. That's something I have to, you know, change my audience's mind about. But also a lot of my fans are Asian and they don't really like buying non-tangible things, digital stuff. We just pirate shit. You know, we just torrent or just buy like the pirated DVDs.
You get like a bobblehead that has like a secret code to access the special on it.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
I mean, our demographic's quite young, so we have like school stuff and yeah.
Well, our gaming demographic for sure.
Yeah. The podcast demographic is different.
It's older for sure.
Yeah. That's why this show is not family friendly, and the gaming stuff is.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So you can say whatever you want.
That's great. I have been. That's good. You say a lot of shit. I don't really think you're idiots, guys. You guys, the fans on the podcast are cool.
Don't make judgments yet before you know them. Okay.
You guys have a Patreon too?
We don't.
No.
Are you suggesting that
maybe
we should?
Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe say something really offensive that we can put on the Patreon.
Oh, okay. You can't say it now. It just feels weird if I just bring up something offensive. It will come up. It'll come up.
Okay.
If you keep talking, it'll come up.
Keep talking. I've actually I got something to tell you actually.
Yes.
And I'm not sure how you're going to feel about it. But me and Jelly are actually pescatarians.
Oh no. Why?
I thought you might be a bit upset about this.
Yeah, there's this mental illness taking over the world, you know, of veganism. It's crazy. You know, the meat is such a equalizer. Poor people can't afford it, rich people can afford it, and then some people just choose not to do it.
Are you saying poor people can't afford vegetables?
Vegetables are actually pricier.
I'm not totally sure if poor people can afford meat.
No.
Isn't that like a big problem in some countries? You know, like
chicken,
not getting food.
Chicken's cheap, no?
Yeah, chicken, or if you can buy frozen stuff. It's accessible, you know?
I don't know how...
In poor Asian countries, we will have like a bone broth.
But like in Africa, how accessible is frozen food?
I'm not sure. No.
Right.
I don't know. But in Africa, they have no food in general. So like, let's not use them as a comparison. I have a lot of compassion for them. But when we talk about food, maybe we don't have to like bring people with no food into the equation. You know what I mean?
So are you saying...
We've got poor people and rich people and then people with no food. Just ignore the people with no food. They're just inconvenient. Okay.
Yeah. For the sake of my argument, yes, they are very inconvenient.
So us peskies, we're rich then.
I think if you have any sort of limitation, self-inflicted limitation on your food, it's a sign of wealth, isn't it? You can choose where you eat. You can choose what food you get.
It's true.
Yeah.
I do agree.
Nothing against that.
If I didn't have a choice, I'd probably eat it. If it would be me starving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Oh, but I don't want the chicken.
Only sushi. Only sushi. I don't know why the guy has a Japanese accent. Only sushi, please. But I think there's a whole world out there of delicious. I guess I'm also a food person, right? So I try to not limit myself to anything.
Yeah.
And also, I think in England, in the UK, so many people are vegan because you guys just on like general wise. I'm painting with a broad brush here because on average, you guys just suck at preparing meat dishes, right? So you boil your meat. That's why it's easier to give up meat here.
I mean, I'm
because
not really
because your meat
an
ex, is shit, you know.
Yeah.
But go to Korea, they have a Korean barbecue. Japan, Japanese barbecue. Every Asian country has their own barbecue or hot pot and all the meat stuff.
I'd say I'm a little bit more flexible. If I'd go somewhere and I'd want to try their traditional dishes, I would.
Yeah, and a steak is just such a celebration, isn't it? A
celebration of what?
Of you know,
wealth.
people go to you do well at your job. You celebrate at a steakhouse, right? It's fun. You drink wine. You have steaks. You go to a vegan restaurant or have you been to a vegan restaurant?
Yeah, I have.
The atmosphere is When you put a bunch of vegans in a room, the room just gets depressing. I guarantee you. Go to, there's a chain of vegan restaurants in London called Mildred's. And I dated a vegan for like a month, so I had to go there twice. Was that I almost just wanted to kill myself.
Was that just like...
People are whispering in their restaurant.
Were you dating them as like research?
Well,
you know, like they say, keep your enemies close type thing.
I dated her because she was hot. But, my girlfriend's going to hate me. she's not hotter than my girlfriend. She's okay, my current girlfriend's hottest woman I've ever dated.
Yeah.
And eats meat.
Can I say that sentence again with a better... Yeah, she eats everything.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, thank you. Hey. But you go to a vegan restaurant, people are whispering there, you know, because they're probably too weak to talk.
No energy or yeah, what?
No iron. Just pasta kale. Pasta kale. Kale. The worst. Do you guys have any allergies? Because you look like guys who would have allergies.
Okay. Okay, well,
that's my roast for the day.
I do have an
allergy. Are you lactose intolerant?
No, I eat everything. Some food, if food is good enough, it's worth getting diarrhea for.
And I'm genuinely asking that because apparently there's a high portion of Asian people are lactose intolerant.
Yeah, we killed them off. They're too weak to survive in this world.
You killed the Asians off.
I'll not accept that. I think when I have a kid, I'm going to feed... The first thing I'm going to feed them is peanuts. Just don't you fucking dare develop an allergy, kid. You're not fucking up my diet.
I'm not sure that's how it works.
Maybe, you know, maybe... Adolf Karen Mao. You're not fucking up my diet.
You're switching the name around now. I'm pretty sure Karen came last.
Karen did come last.
Sorry, man. Sometimes I improvise, you know? But I think that is how you... Don't quote me on this, but you have to feed them like allergens from a young age. Then they develop, their body
actually,
develops.
Yeah, I don't think that's how it works.
I will tell you about my allergy to answer the question.
Yes, please.
So I am allergic to cats.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah.
So we need to get a bunch of cats and just rub them on you.
You need to eat them, you know? That's how you stop being allergic. If you can stomach a cat without throwing up, you can pet one. You know what I mean?
I mean, he's probably not wrong.
Well, they do say that I can get over a cat allergy by just spending a lot of time with cats.
Yeah.
So wouldn't that work for people with a nut allergy?
I guess it's a bit redundant if they're dead.
I mean, there's a risk for me too, because I could stop breathing.
Yeah, that's a risk.
Yeah. So the risk is equal, no?
I think none of us are scientists here. So
you don't have any allergies? Food allergies? Cat allergies?
I have intolerances, I guess. Certain shellfish, I break out in hives and the shellfish is not fresh. But I still eat all the shellfish. Right. You know? And I get food poisoning from oysters once a year. But I still eat them. You know, life
once
is too
year?
Short.
Like, is that like a maximum?
No, I eat oysters quite often.
It's the time of the year again.
What happens with the food when you just shit?
I just shit myself for a few days, vomit for a few days, and it's okay again. Yeah, like if you're not getting food poisoning once every year or once every couple years, you're not being adventurous.
It's like a reset.
So you do this. You do what like regular people do. You add a little bit of lemon and you put a little Tabasco.
Tabasco.
Okay, yeah. I'm just checking if that.
Sometimes you can deep fry. As a Japanese restaurant, that deep fries oysters.
What?
That is.
But that should prevent the food poisoning because that's not raw.
Yeah,
that's not raw.
That's not raw. But I eat all sorts.
Can you get food poisoning from eating raw fish? Yeah, right.
Yeah. You can get food poisoning from eating anything.
Oh,
never?
Yeah. No, I've gotten food poisoning from shrimp. Yeah, at an Asian restaurant, actually.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes we do that. Sorry. Sometimes, you know how I say like white people won? That's how we try to get one better of you.
Tried to kill me.
Yeah, let's make him shit himself.
Yeah, it was a little worse than that.
Yeah.
How do they select those people?
I don't know.
Is it just like a random, like, you know when you go through TSA and they're like a random search? It's the same sort of thing when a white person walks into a restaurant, they're like, random food poisoning.
Give him extra spicy food.
Yeah, I don't know how they pick it, but that'll be cool. I think
it's probably not something they don't share it to us, I guess. It kind of be
you know what I like? I like the middle-aged old white guys who go to Thailand to find a bride. You know what
you
I mean?
You like that?
Yeah, I think it's good. It's cross-cultural, you learn about each other's cultures. And also, you don't want men to get too lonely, they shoot up schools. So they go to Thailand, they find a nice Thai bride. That Thai bride has saved so many lives. And people shit on these Thai brides. But I always feel they're doing the world a service. You know, they are reducing the number of incels. You know, incels are the most motivated people out there. I'm telling you, man.
Mm.
They post on Reddit, then they go shoot themselves in a school or something.
Mm.
It's a lot. What do you guys say? Have you been to Thailand? And you know in Thailand there's a whole culture of they call them ladyboys. Not an offensive term. That's what the technical term is. And
that's what the technical term.
Yeah, it's a technical term. I know a few. You know, I'm friends with a few, and you know what they are, right? They're like it's like.
Can you please explain what they are?
There's almost like a third gender there in Thailand, where they are born a male but they present themselves as female. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, they're like fucking hot though. You know, they're like the hottest ones there. And then they have pageants for it.
They have what?
Pageants, like beauty contests.
Like competitions.
Oh. Yeah, competitions for these ladyboys. And they look good. And I've seen a few shows there. You know, everybody goes to Thailand. You have to see it. It's just the most beautiful women. They're prettier than regular women. And they're tall, they're lanky, they're skinny. So I don't know why I brought that up. I think it's because the trans debate is raging on in the Western world right now. And I think we need to look to Asia for some solutions. You know, my solution is you can be trans if you're pretty. That's
okay.
Be whatever you want, but try your best. You know, be whatever you want, but try your best. That's what I'm saying.
And then, so how do we set that limit on when you don't pass?
Yeah, who does the beauty check?
Yeah. Oh.
Is it like a government?
I'll volunteer. Yeah. Send me a selfie.
So you just like stamp it?
Yeah.
Certified ladyboy.
I just think Asians, we try our best. You know, we work really hard. Anything a white person can do, Asians have done it better. You know what I mean? Mm. So even when it comes to trans stuff. Sorry, guys. You know? Or they, them.
Yeah, people.
I try to be very careful now. This is the thing you can get canceled for. You know?
Yeah. Is this why you have created the character of Uncle Roger so that you can kind of blame him?
That's a good question.
I think it's just more fun roasting people through a character, you know? Yeah, I guess there's a little bit of that. People know it is a joke. Ha, he's a cartoon character.
And it was him. It was his fault.
Yeah, it was his fault, you know?
It wasn't you personally.
Yeah.
It was a character. I was just making it
like,
up.
Because I'm wondering, like, imagine if Nigel was a character and we just didn't know. And then if Nigel takes it too far, mm-hmm. then one day you're just going to like slither out of your cocoon and it's actually you're a different person, maybe with an Asian name this time. Mm-hmm. And you're like that. And then you go, no, it was Nigel's fault. You just keep doing that.
Just
have layers and layers of characters.
They'll be great. Every time I say something fucked up and I get canceled. I've been canceled 3 times now, man. It doesn't even bother me anymore.
What were you canceled for?
Well, the first time was some political stuff, some Chinese government stuff, China politics stuff that I had no clue. I was new to the social media like profile and fame, you know. So long story short, I collabed with a guy and I didn't know. He was just a cool guy. I have nothing against him. His name is Mike Chen. I have nothing against him. He's a cool guy. We got along well. We did a video together about dumplings. I posted it on YouTube. And I'm also on all the Chinese platforms, right? So I posted a video on Chinese platforms. Oh, yeah. I posted a video on Chinese platforms too. And I was like, ah, shit. Turns out this guy has a lot of like anti-China sentiment, which is fine. You believe whatever you want. But then it was either if I left the videos up, I would have had to delete all my Chinese socials. If I took the videos down, I could keep the Chinese socials, but the Western world would hate me because they would think like, oh, this guy is kowtowing to the Chinese government. I'm like, no, it's not. I just want to make my accounts alive. I don't want to get banned from there. So I took it down and got some flack for it. Damn. Yeah, that was that.
So who told you to take it down?
I was working with the Chinese social media team at the time.
There's a Chinese social media team?
What, like a governmental social media?
No. It's just a company that repurposes your stuff, like say for Facebook or TikTok, whatever, right? They repurpose it for Chinese socials.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And they said, you should take this down.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get canceled in China.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, okay. And I took it down. I didn't know, if I took it down, it'll get canceled in the West. So I was like, there was no way to win. No. I was going to get shit by somebody.
So that was the first time you got canceled.
Yes.
What about the second time?
Ukraine joke. So last year when
you still find it funny?
I still find it funny. I was on tour, right? So I just announced some dates, and then a couple days later the war broke out, and then I just tweeted adding some extra dates in Kiev, guys, LOL. And people came at me. And then I also had a second joke on one of my tour shows. I said Remember, because remember when Ukraine, the shit that broke out, nobody talked about COVID anymore.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, thank fuck, we don't have to wear a face mask. Thank you, Putin. Thank you. And I posted that clip on social. So that was that. That's pretty fun.
I mean, it's a joke, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
Jenny, don't, no, I, yeah, don't jump on that ride, okay?
No, but no. I'm not trying to jump on that ride. But I mean, I know they're at war, but mm-hmm. I mean, life still moves on. They probably still have comedy shows. They still have grocery stores.
Listen, if Zelensky can model for Vogue, they probably put on a stand-up show or two, you know?
I mean, you know, their president is literally a comedian.
Is he a comedian?
Yeah.
He's an actor, right?
He is
a comedian. He did stand-up. He did comedian shows. So technically, every show he does is comedy.
Ukraine's not trendy anymore nowadays, you know? It's not a
topic. So what's the new trend?
I think trans stuff is a new hot button topic now, isn't it?
Is it the hot button?
Yeah, I think trans stuff is
a hot button. Kind of like...
So you're working on your third cancel.
Are you trying to get the cancel for each thing that comes up?
The thing is, I don't want to be known as like the cancel culture comic, you know? I just want to make jokes that I find funny, but then if inadvertently it pisses some people off, I'm like, oops, sorry, you know? It was me trying to be funny. I won't just come out and be like all J.K. Rowling, you know? Tweet shit. Love you, Joanne. Love you. You know?
So wait, was that the second cancellation or the third cancellation?
That was the second. The third one was a bit smaller. It was just me. I had a tour show in Singapore and they interviewed me. And I bitched about, I said Singaporean food is like a worse watered down version of Malaysian food. And Asians take that food very seriously. So I got canceled in Singapore. But then my second show there sold out because that's how you gain attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it works out in the end.
Yeah, yeah.
As a comedian, mm-hmm. right? You kind of need a little bit of cancellation in order to grow your own.
It's like a healthy balance.
Business.
Yes, yes, yes. But it has to come from a place of, I was just trying to be funny. I wasn't just saying shit on purpose to get a reaction. You know? I think as creators too, like, I don't know, when Logan Paul had that Japanese forest thing, mm-hmm. he was like the most talked about guy, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I have to say, I actually liked that video. I thought it was pretty cool. It was... A little bit disrespectful, but it was something new for me. I wouldn't have known that these places existed. You know what I mean? Oh, shit. There we go. Post it. Logan, I'm on your side. Let's drink some Prime at the Japanese suicide forest. Let's buy some Prime, bro. Let's get a little stepladder. You know? Let's bring KSI with us. Let's bring him along! Right? Clip this up. Put it on TikTok.
Oh. Is it okay to laugh?
It's fine. That's gonna be a great video. You know?
I think you're on your way to the fourth one, man. Not gonna lie.
I did not think that like two Minecraft YouTubers would give you the platform for the next cancellation. But here we are. Like, here we are. That's life's crazy.
I go hard. Well, I'm a comic. We push the boundaries, you know.
Can you pull that card? Hey, I'm a comedian. It's okay.
I think you can, but you need to also be like tough enough to take the criticism, which I also am. Like, if you come at me, I'm not gonna be like, cancel culture, free speech, bro. I'm like, yeah, you don't like it, that's fine. Okay. Mm. You know? Yeah.
So do you think me and Josh get canceled by having you on?
Ooh, yeah.
I don't know.
Like, because we're technically giving you the platform. We didn't rehearse any of this.
Well, listen, in the TikTok clip, just put the camera on me. Just one
angle. That's a good idea, actually.
Thanks, man. Thanks for the tips.
Yeah, and the other tips.
Vertical here.
I'm not sure I'll take tips from you on how to not get canceled, to be honest.
Yeah, don't take tips from me. No.
Yeah,
I think too, as a comic, it's just a matter of when, anyway. Otherwise, as a comic, if you're not canceled a couple times in your career, you're either not famous and successful enough, or you're not taking risks.
I actually read something interesting that said that it was something that I said actually earlier. Most of your success actually came from that COVID period, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was saying to the guys outside, but basically, you and COVID is probably one of the best collabs you've ever done.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. Let's do another one. COVID 20. Let's do it. I'm gonna eat a bat tomorrow. I'm gonna eat a bat and make out with some old people, kill them all. This bat gave me a career, man. Can you believe it? Apparently, thank you, bat.
Apparently, it was actually made in a lab.
Whatever. If it's a lab, I'll go to a lab. I need my views to keep going, you know? I need everybody to stay at home. You guys will benefit from it, too. You guys get a spike
in
COVID
I'll tell you
times?
About my peaks in COVID.
Yeah, tell us.
So we mentioned the Sunny V2 thing, yeah? Uh-huh. You know, I'm averaging 50 million right now. Mm-hmm. I was doing 500 million a month during COVID.
Mm-hmm. Woo!
Yeah.
You know what? The Sunny V2 video, he said you were getting distracted by cars and boats. I'm like, yeah, he's getting paid. Like, what else do you want? He's a multimillionaire 23-year-old. Like, what else do you want him to do? Put it in a pension? That's fucking lame as shit, bro. Like, that you did the right thing. Fuck Sunny V2. I think he did. I would lose respect for you if you didn't get a Lambo. You know?
He actually didn't get a Lambo. He got three. He had three.
Shit, man. Fuck yeah, bro.
I sold one. No.
Multimillionaire in your 20s. Like, yeah, you have to be reckless with your money. Like, just, yeah, don't worry about it.
Spending his money is giving back. He's putting that money back into the circulation. So yeah. It's actually, you know, it would be bad for the...
Just do Lamborghini.
Well, yeah. But, you know, Lamborghini...
Now you have the cool stories.
Yeah.
Was it... I don't have a Lamborghini. I don't have that level of wealth yet, but... Does it help with, like, women and stuff? I'm just curious.
I wouldn't know.
I briefly, you know, I'm not, like, super poor, but I'm not rich enough to fly out gold diggers, you know? To fly out, like, Instagram hoes to my yacht.
I don't think your girlfriend would be too happy with that either.
Yeah, I don't want to do that now, honey. So, who are these hoes? I don't know them. Stop pouring champagne in your tits. Stop it. You guys don't spend your money on others? Watches? You guys like your watches?
Oh, Josh loves his watches.
I've had a watch or two over time.
Nice. You have to spend your money somehow. You know, you're in your 20s. Don't be responsible yet. Being responsible is lame, bro. Mm. It's lame. Be responsible. I'm in my 30s.
There's still this line where it's very difficult to take advice from someone that's been canceled 3 times. And wants to name their child a combination of the 3 most offensive names that you could think of.
Too,
but we appreciate...
My second child be named Stalin. Anyways.
I actually think that Putin would be more on trend.
Oh, yes. Stalin, Putin, Trump. My second kid. Stalin, Putin, Trump. Trump. And Adolf Karen Mao.
Yeah. So proud.
Can you imagine just at the park, you know? Adolf! Adolf! Where are you? You are a bad boy, Adolf. You're grounded, Adolf.
Anyways.
If you lose your kid at the grocery store and then you have to tell them, can you, across the intercom, can you just tell, is there an Adolf here? Is there a Stalin in aisle 6? Stalin in aisle 6? All right, anyways. What are we talking about?
Great question.
Dude, I had a couple of talking points written down, but like, I'm not sure I would even want to throw them. They're too boring.
Throw them. We're just like, you know, ramble on, then we come back to a point, and then good luck to the editors, man. I don't know how.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at what we wrote down.
My brain is not coping of anything
right
now.
I can't actually remember what I wrote down. Like, I just wrote pansexual.
Pansexual. What do you want to talk about that?
Are you pan?
Do I like pans? I like a walk. I like a nice round walk, you know? At least a B cup.
Why did you write that?
I don't know, but I just saw it written down. But I'm guessing you probably just made a joke about pans. Now I'm realizing. When I said it and I said pan, I was like, it's
arguably they could have chosen a better word.
What? Pansexual?
Do you know what pansexual is?
Yeah, but why pan?
Because you like cooking equipment.
Yeah. that's the joke.
Yeah,
you know.
But I
think Adolf in aisle 6 was funnier than pansexual.
Yeah,
but I think
it depends on your audience, though.
Yeah, that is true. That my audience, I have two types of audiences. The main channel audience with Uncle Roger stuff is a broad audience, right? It's some of them are like very innocent and they just love food, but for my podcast audience, they are more depraved types.
Yeah, the brave types.
Depraved. So like,
oh, depraved.
Depraved.
I thought you said the brave.
I mean, they're probably brave too. Yeah, we call everybody brave now, right?
You know? It's funny because actually, so when you think that Uncle Roger was the dodgy one, but actually Uncle Roger's actually...
I thought Uncle Roger was the dodgy one. Yeah.
Uncle Roger's the innocent one.
Uncle Roger's like nice compared to dodgy Nigel.
Well, good thing if you buy my stand-up special, the Haya special on June 4th, which I came here to plug, that we haven't plugged yet.
I feel like you should have plugged that both. Earlier. You should have plugged that early. Yeah. You need a beginning, middle, and end plug.
Let's plug it now, then we can continue. Basically, I recorded my tour show mm-hmm. into a full video. We call it a special. Right, it's called the Haya Special, and we're launching it with this platform called Moment. Mm-hmm. So it's like a live pay-per-view platform.
Oh, yeah.
If you buy a ticket, you get to view it on June 4th, and then together all over the world, we're going to watch it at the same time. But if you are busy on June 4th, you get 2 weeks to watch it. So June 4th to June 18th. But after June 18th, that special will be gone forever. So listeners, if you like my stuff, go buy tickets now. Link in the description.
But they could potentially just pirate it.
Don't do that. Don't be that Asian. You know, don't do that.
Nah, so, you got to support the guy.
Go check it out. It'll be in the link in the description.
Yeah.
And just put a reminder on your phone to do another shout out at the end.
Yeah.
Overdue.
It was a good plug. It was a good plug.
Thank you.
I'll probably click.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll get you guys free tickets.
They're so supportive. I'll probably click. Yeah.
Thank you.
Probably. I haven't seen the price tag yet, but no, I'm kidding.
It's $15.
I think, Jenny.
$14.99?
I think you could probably sell one of the Lambos to afford the $15.
I already sold one. Yeah, I think
you should be good.
Are they nice cars to drive?
Depends which one. So I had three. Uh-huh. One was purely just an investment.
Investment?
Yeah. So I bought it and sold it for more money.
To flip it.
Yeah.
Genius.
Yeah. Okay. So actually never drove it. I took it around the block a couple of times.
Nice.
And
there's levels to this.
There's buying
a Lambo and then there's flipping a Lambo.
Mm-hmm. Not upside down. You don't want to do that.
The thing is, when you buy nice things for yourself, you have to do it when you're young. Because when you do it when you're older, you look like you have a midlife crisis. So this is the time. In your 20s is the time.
I'll tell you about my nice one. So my branding in my gaming stuff is green, the color green.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
Right? So I bought a lime green Lambo.
Woo!
Lime green stitching. It sounds more like.
Yeah. Can I get orange one day when I make enough money? Can I talk to you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll go on a little road trip together, man.
Can I get a number plate that's just MSG? You know,
probably expensive, but
oh, okay. Yeah. Or orange Lambo.
That's so that one I still have, and that one's actually really nice to drive.
Oh shit!
It's called a Hurricane.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like. It's essentially the entry-level Lambo, but it's still very expensive. But, I mean, it's an amazing car to drive. Yeah, it drives amazing.
And as, I don't know, this is me showing my age now. How's the fuel efficiency?
You think you buy a Lambo and care about that?
I don't know. I'm an Asian. I'm responsible. I turn off the thermostat when I leave my house.
Do you look at the calorie count when making a good dish?
Hey, no. But I do have to eat salads every now and then. My cholesterol is getting high.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you only...
Propecia, everything, hair transplant, did it all. I'm old, man. Enjoy your youth. You know? If I didn't have to do Propecia, I'd buy a watch or a Lambo, but I have to do Propecia and a hair transplant.
Yeah, fuel efficiency is pretty terrible. Yeah.
What?
Pretty terrible.
Fuel efficiency.
Okay. But, I mean... You don't take it out every day, right? You don't drive that car to work kind of vibe.
When do you drive it then?
So for that, I have
that's
the
a great
Urus.
Question.
What? The Urus.
Urus.
Urus. That's the...
SUV.
Oh.
Yeah.
But making money and getting rich is all about you get rich enough to buy something to then not use it.
Yeah.
That's kind of the whole thing.
It's nice,
like
isn't
with
it?
His watches. He's just wearing this healthy watch now.
Yeah, what are you wearing?
Just a fitness tracker.
Okay.
I've got a couple other things. You got a Cartier?
Cartier Tank.
Very nice.
Yeah. Apple Watch.
It's nice.
Yeah, well done, Jay.
You can't have all of them. You can't have nice bitch, nice car, nice house. You pick two.
Don't be greedy.
Yeah, don't be greedy.
All right.
I got a nice woman and a nice house, I think.
Yeah, you must really like this person because you've been very, that's the one thing you've been careful about this. The one thing you've been careful about is this relationship. So
Yeah, I don't want to fuck it up. Been through one divorce. It was annoying.
But like everything else, you're like, I don't care.
Oh, have you been through divorces yet? No. It's the paperwork, man. Don't get me started. Oh, the amount of phone calls to your lawyers. I hope you get a prenup. But anyways, my girlfriend's great. She's very hot. I know my girlfriend's hot because she's always late to things. You know, and then people,
I'm always late.
You're always late?
Josh is always late.
You're decent looking, I would think. Yeah, and I think it's a pretty privilege, you know? Like, she always gets late to places. And then she says, oh, sorry, I was doing my makeup. And everybody goes, yeah, that's okay. But I think if you're ugly and you say, oh, sorry, I was doing my makeup, I was like, for what? For what? No. Show up here barefaced, woman.
But I think if you're ugly and you turn up late and you said, oh, I'm sorry, I'm doing my makeup, you'd say, oh, okay, I appreciate that.
Yeah, that could work too. I haven't thought this through yet.
Anyway. I guess it's two
levels.
What
do you think about his little beard? He's got a little beard thing going on since recently.
I think he needs to grow it in more.
I just had to prove that it exists.
You need to buy one of those beard rollers. It might help you out.
I don't know why, as someone who can't grow a beard, I'm giving beard advice. Mm.
Is that an Asian thing?
Yeah, it is an Asian thing. You can't really grow beards.
Why was that funny? I can ask that.
Yeah.
Right?
I just find it funny anytime Jelly asks a question like, is that an Asian thing? Well, fully plain-faced, like admitting to himself that he fully believes it's an Asian thing, but just asks, like, is it an Asian thing?
Well, can you answer this for us, please?
It is an Asian thing. Yeah,
thank you. So shut up, Josh.
That's good. It's real learning, you know?
Yeah. Is it a white man thing to grow a shitty beard like that?
Yeah.
I mean, never look at our producer, so clearly it's not a white man thing. So why? Our producer's got a good beard.
We don't know what he looks like, though.
That's true. Or if he even exists.
Yeah.
I'm Asian.
You got a producer here, and then who are the two other people just hanging around?
Oh, I don't know.
I wish we got a camera. I mean, let me film for you, man.
They're the producer's hoes.
The producer's hoes. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Nice, Tash.
It's the support team. Okay.
Yeah. They laugh in the background sometimes.
Uh-huh. It's like I know what it, yeah, yeah.
You see, for the guests, it's very comfortable because it's like you on stage. Uh-huh. Like, if they wouldn't be laughing, you're doing a bad job.
Oh, yeah.
If there would be no one sitting there, it would be kind of awkward. They're the hype man. Yeah. How have they been doing so far?
They're good. I like them. You know. Yeah, thanks.
I'm hoping the 20 minutes is up soon.
What's the 20 minutes?
The Butlins 20 minutes.
Seriously, Google Nigel Ng Butlins. You'll only get it if you're British, though. You know, that's the only thing.
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, I won't get it.
I think it's time, though, that we brought out the second guest.
Where do we find him? Do we need to give him a call or
how does he?
How long have you been going? Oh, hour and something, huh?
Yeah. So and we've got to ready up Jelly's.
Are you sure you don't want to speak more? Because after you cut out all the Hitler stuff, you're left with like 25 minutes.
I don't think we mentioned Hitler.
All right.
Out, what do you want to do?
Bring out
the orange shirt.
Yeah.
No. We don't want you.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Let's go around it.
Welcome. He's here.
Welcome.
Hello, nephew Jelly, nephew Sloco. How you doing? You good?
I'm doing good, thank you.
How was nephew Nigel? He good? He talk about some duck shit? Some fucked up shit?
He definitely did, man. Dodgier than I expected.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm kind of scared for this episode to go live.
Why are you scared? Why? Why? Who gonna cancel you? You already dead YouTuber anyway. Hiya.
That's true. All right, look, there What's you go. The, we started
forgot the
bomb.
Leg, mate.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like, Uncle Roger got shoe on. The one to put shoe on your couch, trying to be polite.
I want to, hang on. How do we, can you give me a tutorial on how to do the leg thing?
What tutorial? Just put leg on chair.
Okay.
What tutorial? Step one, put leg on chair. That it? Hi.
Thank you.
This not IKEA furniture. Don't need all the step.
Uncle Roger.
Have you ever made any IKEA furniture?
Yeah. Yeah, terrible.
Yeah.
Don't buy IKEA furniture. Everything break.
Yeah.
Just like my marriage. Just, it gone.
I'm sorry to hear that, Uncle Roger.
That's not the same marriage as Nigel's marriage.
No, different. Right, my ex-wife, Auntie Helen. Terrible, cold-hearted woman. Frigid. Frigid.
Uncle Roger, what's
my
in...
My Samsung fridge.
What's in
warmer
your pouch,
than her.
Uncle Roger?
My pouch, this is my belt phone case. I put my phone in here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Asian uncle, everybody got this.
Okay, so we've actually got something for you. We've got a so Jelly wanted to make some food.
Yeah, Uncle Raj. I've been so excited to meet you because I want you to judge my cooking skills.
Your cooking skill?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, a little backstory about my own cooking. Like, I actually love cooking.
Really?
Particularly spicy food.
But I hear you pescatarian.
Yeah, I don't add the meat.
Okay. You like spicy food?
I love spicy food.
Nice. Good,
The spicier, the better. If I'm shitting the next day, that's a good thing.
Spice is the only flavor you can taste twice.
It's true.
Yeah?
It's true. It
comes out. Good value for money.
Good value for money. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Your butthole burning. Very nice sensation.
Right.
You know?
Well, anyway.
All your problems disappear when your butthole burning.
Well, I'm not sure about the problems. But it becomes its own problem.
Yeah. Just spray some water on it.
Oh, I don't have those.
Oh, you don't have bidet? Okay.
No.
Just get your girlfriend to eat your ass. too much? That nephew Nigel
that,
shit?
Yeah,
sorry,
that sounds like,
nephew Nigel coming out
Nigel,
of me.
Nigel's trying to escape. Put Nigel back, please. Okay, so Uncle Roger, I want you to just like, when you watch this, you know, pause if you want, you know, go through it at your own speed and, you know, let us know what you think.
Okay.
I also haven't really seen it myself. So.
Big Minecraft YouTube star used this weird Microsoft Surface laptop.
Wait, should I hold it?
No, I control.
Okay, you control. Put it there.
Maybe don't. Uncle Roger, we've got cameras.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Is that good?
Yeah, it
does.
It could
be brighter.
No. It all good.
Why are you saying that you can't see the screen?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe because I can't.
Just because my eyes squinty don't mean I blind. Can the audience see this?
Yeah, they can.
Okay, can we start?
Yeah. Yep.
First scene, you've got onion, wrong ingredient. You should be using shallot.
Actually, can you turn the brightness up so I can see it? Sorry, I'm very good.
I wasn't even aware that it was an onion. This is not even my laptop. How do I turn the brightness? Oh, here. Yeah. Josh, you can listen, all right?
Okay.
All right, so this is me cooking egg fried rice.
I think we should shut up and let Uncle Roger do it.
Okay. Egg fried rice.
Welcome back to Jelly Cooks. Today, I'm making egg fried rice. We're starting with a spring onion, a tomato, and...
Tomato! You think that tomato? Are you blind or something? If this tomato, then I Brad Pitt, and one spring onion, where got enough? That onion, not tomato. Little
not,
nephew.
Not a good start.
Yeah. You know more about Lamborghini than vegetable.
And two cloves of garlic. Gotta be careful here. Yeah. Now I know I'm not a professional cutter, okay? But does it really matter? It's a bit awkward.
Your left hand, you're gonna cut yourself. You need to make like little claw so the knife won't cut your finger. See?
Oh, yeah, I actually have cut myself many times. I cut myself while making this dish.
Yeah, you need to cut yourself more. Cut yourself more. Down the road, not across the street. Remember?
The same. All right, nobody wants the white part. There we go. Spring onion cut. Now for the tomato. This is a really difficult one to cut, but I've done this before.
Again.
Can you eat the shell, you think?
No. Okay. Oh, you can't eat the shell. That's skin.
It's a fresh one. I gave it a little taste. It's really difficult to cut.
Get a better chopping board also. What is this plastic bullshit? Hiya.
Because tomatoes make you cry. Now, it's really important in egg fried rice that you make these as thinly sliced as possible. All right, that's pretty good. Now for the garlic, all you gotta do is squish. I've learned that from the pros. Squish. There you go. Now we're gonna mix that together.
Chop your garlic. You have to chop garlic. You chop the onion so small, but your garlic, the big ass garlic pop, you throw in fire. Who want to eat that? You eat fried rice, all of a sudden, whole pop of garlic hit your face.
I put it in the pan with some
induction
some
stove. Uncle Roger, like fire.
I'm crying. Yes.
Butter, no.
Now before we pour it in the pan, make sure
butter
the butter's
gonna
been melted.
Egg fried rice, you need very hot pan. Butter gonna burn.
Quickly pour some soy sauce into the bowl, stir it around, and put it in the pan. There we go.
You pour soy sauce on vegetable. Now your vegetable salty, but your rice no flavor.
And once it's ready, we're gonna throw in the egg, which is right here. Don't worry, I'm not gonna use the shell. Smells so good. Do you hear that? It's sizzling. That means it's ready for the egg.
Okay,
pour it in and stir. All right, so now for the rice. I have learned from the professionals to always use day-old rice.
Fuyo, good. Only thing he got correct, good.
That's been in the fridge. And I prepared for this video. Yep, that's right. Yesterday, I put some rice in the fridge. So once the egg is ready, we're gonna toss it in and then we'll give it a little taster. I might have to season it with some salt and pepper, but don't worry about that for now. All right, let's get the rice.
Not salt and pepper, MSG, please.
Perfect. Ooh, it's nice and cold. Ready for the rice.
That's not even right. Cook. Hi. You're cooking raw rice. Why are you showing me this? Uncle Roger, rather see two girls, one cup than this. This cursed video. Replay.
That's right. Yesterday, I put some rice in the fridge. So once the egg is ready, we're going to toss it in. And then we'll give it a little taster. I might have to season it with some salt and pepper. But don't worry about that for now. All right, let's get the rice.
It really raw rice. Hi.
It's nice and...
No.
Cold. Ready
You're killing me.
All right, now just mix it in really well, give it a little bit of extra color, and get ready to taste it. It's time for the taste test. I think the rice is a little overdone, but tastes pretty good.
No! Why you show me this? You eating raw rice?
You didn't like it?
No, terrible. Terrible. You cooked this shit for your girlfriend?
Yeah, she loves it.
She need to leave you. She need to leave you. She need to date someone better. Terrible.
So on like a list of crimes against humanity, how does that stand?
This pretty bad. This pretty
bad. What do you mean the raw rice?
He did put it in the fridge though.
Yeah, but you need to cook the rice first.
What's the point of cooking the rice?
Just eating raw. I can still hear the farmer just kicking the rice. Too raw?
You can hear the what?
The farmer.
The rice farmer. Rice planter.
They handpick them.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Terrible. Terrible. Oh, God.
I think your standards may be a little bit too high because... Yeah,
cooking rice is not high standard?
But he put it in the fridge.
You have to cook first? Who... Oh. Trying to find analogy. That like eating raw pasta. You ever go to
People
Tesco and buy raw spaghetti?
I've eaten raw pasta.
Ugh.
Yeah, I use it as cereal.
This interview. What is this podcast? The shit food podcast, is it? Two-third of what? Two-third of what? Taste bud?
Look, Uncle Roger, I'm sorry that we've... I'm going to put my leg down. I don't feel like I can... I'm sorry
Sonny
that we...
Sonny, we too need to make another video about how these people fuck up Asian food.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And I didn't... I'm sorry that we've let you down, but... Look, what can we do to make it up to you, huh?
I don't know. One of your Lamborghini. Orange one.
What about if you promoted something?
What about a plug?
That's all we can give you.
What you?
Maybe you can buy your own Lambo if you just plug your show, dude.
Okay. If you think Uncle Roger and Nephew Nigel funny, go buy the Hiya special only on Moment House, dropping June 4th, moment.co/Mr. Nigel Ng, or click link in description.
Are we good now?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Whew.
Well, thanks for coming on, Uncle Roger.
Yeah. Also, the two-thirds thing, basically, we're seeing if maybe you would want to be the other third.
No. Get me out of here, please.
Okay. All right, I'm sorry.
Please. No.
Well, you, I had to ask.
We play games?
What game?
Minecraft?
No, Uncle Roger, don't play that.
No?
Too busy.
Cooking?
Cooking, yeah. Cooking for myself, cooking for my family.
I think we've pissed them
Yeah.
off.
Yeah.
We'll leave it there.
Well, thanks for coming on, Uncle Roger.
Thanks.
Okay, yeah. Thank you for having me.
Next time, I'll try my best cooking something else.
No, just go to restaurant.
Fried noodle.
No. Don't touch Asian food anymore. Just go to restaurant, please. Support some local Chinese uncle. Just support your local Chinese guy.
Okay, I'll tell him you said that.
Yeah. Do they have Chinese restaurant in Monaco?
Yes.
Okay.
It's called... I'm lost.
He clearly don't go to Chinese restaurant.
I've never been actually.
Salt Bay restaurant, Nusaret, correct? Have you been to Salt Bay restaurant?
Yeah, they don't have that in Monaco.
Really?
No, they only have it in Dubai and London, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Uncle Roger thought he would be there. But anyway, go eat at nice Chinese restaurant. He's your nephew. Don't follow them for the cooking. Follow them for the Minecraft.
That's understandable.
And Roblox.
Well, thanks for coming on, Uncle Roger. Appreciate
no problem.
It. And say thanks to Nigel for us.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.